with head coach of the Regina Pats, Pat Conacher. And, Coach, first of all, your thoughts going back to last Saturday of the game between these two teams?
Well, it was a good game. I thought, you know, both teams were prepared. It was a good battle. I mean, anytime it's a 2-1 hockey game, and I thought one thing that I liked about the game is that we kept its tempo. I mean, it never slowed down. It was a hard 60 minutes, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we would like to get the 2 points, but at the end of the day, I was very happy with the way that our boys competed, and you know what? We need that same effort tonight.
When you look back at your last three games, all losses, but all 2-1 losses, and 2-1 losses are always sort of like that, where one thing went right that didn't go the other way, then you easily could have had the 2 points. I know you played very well against the Kootenai Ice, from what I heard. So do you feel like you guys are on the cusp of getting out of this little mini slump?
Well, you know, I do. I think that it's the consistency in our game, and that's what we have to have. I mean, in the games that we've played there, we've had 60 minutes. It's been competitive minutes. We just haven't found a way to, you know, hit the back of the net. Power play has to be bigger, better. That's the one area we've had some chances against you guys. There wasn't a penalty called in the Kootenai game, but in some games, you know, where a power play has to rise to the occasion because, you know, you're not getting a whole lot 5-on-5. So your special teams have to do the job as far as killing them, but also our power play, you know, it has to help us win a couple too.
When you look at your special teams, at home you're pretty good. On the road, they've been worse. And your road record compared to your home records, there's certainly a distinction there. Do you feel like there's a reason maybe why you guys are having those kinds of results away from home? Do you feel you didn't really play as well, or what are you noticing?
Well, I think the difference in it was, but we had a lot of injuries in our lineup, and the one thing that I had advantage coming home is that I had the last change, and that helps a lot. And at the end of the day, yeah, sure, I think our players probably feel a little bit more, I hate the word confidence on the ice with the power play or whatever, but, you know, you get practice here on your rink, you know the boards, the balances, that type of thing. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the boys competing and outworking the actual PK, and maybe we've done that a little bit better, you know, at home than on the road.
Certainly, you have a lot of high-scoring guys up front. Your top six is very dangerous. But as you mentioned, the last three games, only one goal each game. You feel like you're getting enough chances? Do you have to do something differently outside of your power play to try to generate a little more offense?
Well, they have to score. I mean, let's face it. Those top six guys, they've had a tough time here the last little while, but they've been getting their chances. And, you know, I guess if I look at it, I'm frustrated in the way that we haven't been able to get wins, but I look at it, if they weren't getting chances, then I'd be, okay, guys, we have to reexamine this. But they're getting chances, and it's just a matter of time. I mean, those are the guys that are basically you look to do your scoring, and so I have to keep doing my job. I got to keep putting them in those positions to score goals for us, and it's up to them to find the back of the net.
You talked about how well the Broncos had been playing coming into the game between you two last weekend, and how they were going to get their goals. You held them off the board on their power play. You held them off the board, even strength. They scored 4-on-4, both their goals. So, one, how do you think you contain them, and what do you have to do that again? And two, in 4-on-4, why do you think maybe they were able to find some holes there?
Well, 4-on-4, basically you go to man-on-man, and it was basically blown assignments on our part as far as coverage. On both goals, our player just left their player, and the puck happened to come to him. So that just happens on 4-on-4. It's man-on-man. And as far as going in tonight, as far as going forward and how we're going to contain you guys, we have to play that same type of game and just go. And, you know, it's a puck possession game. We have to keep it deep, not turn the puck over to you guys. And if we do, it has to be 200 feet from our net so we have a chance to, you know, back-check into a defensive posture and go from there.
How was Fancy after the hit from behind last week?
Luke will play tonight. You know what? It was a hard hit, but he's a tough kid, and he came back. So,
all right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's Pat Conacher, head coach of the Regina Pats.